David Trainer is here. He is the president and founder of New Constructs, and he talks about things that can get you into trouble. And today, we're revisiting one of his recent picks. It's a popular stock, and we'll talk about it next. Welcome to the Danger Zone. Yes, it's the Danger Zone here on Money Life. This is where we meet with David Trainer and sometimes with his analysts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. It's all about the research. It's all about the fact that they dig in at the bottom and work their way to the top. So where most people are taking a look and deciding that something looks good based at surface level numbers, David digs in and answers a key question.
I'm not as attractive as I think I am.
Yeah, it is possible. And if you're not as attractive as you look at the surface level, then technically your stock's going to be dangerous or trend towards dangerous, because it depends on how misleading the numbers are. Conversely, you can dig in at something that looks ugly and find out that it's actually pretty good looking. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com, where they blog about their danger zone picks. So if you have questions, I strongly suggest you first go there to get more information and more details on why something is in the danger zone. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. But right now, David's back. David, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Chuck. Great to be back.
As I hinted, you said somebody is back in the danger zone today. So who is back in the danger zone?
Snap.
Danger, danger.
So it's Snap Incorporated, its ticker symbol SNAP. What has changed that has you saying, okay, time to talk about this company again?
You know, we've always explained that the economics of the business were really tough. The competitive position of the business was really tough to swallow as a fundamental investor. And what we've seen with a lot of these tech companies is a shift away from focusing on fundamentals, because no one can make a straight-faced argument on the valuations being what they are based on fundamentals. Instead, they tend to talk about users, right? Netflix, how many subscribers they have, and Snap, you know, how they're growing users. Well, Snap is losing the battle. Based on their second quarter earnings report just last week, they are clearly losing the battle against Facebook, whether it's Facebook Stories, Instagram Stories, WhatsApp status. The growth rates are declining and much, much lower. I mean, we're talking about Instagram Stories for 2018 was up 60% year over year compared to Snap at 8%. Facebook even grew overall at 11%. And we're talking, you know, Facebook's got 1.5 billion users compared to Snap's 188 million. So plus 11% on 1.5 billion versus plus 8% on 188 million, right? And even Instagram's got more than twice as many users and still growing faster than Snap. So whatever narrative or story that what we call noise traders want to make up about how to justify Snap's valuation is in serious jeopardy when even the user counts aren't working. Because without users, you can't get the marketing dollars. Without marketing dollars, you got no chance, right?
Yep.
And it's really difficult for us to understand how even the noise traders, and we acknowledge, Chuck, and you're going to hear this theme from us from more and more, because we've got a really a better conceptual framework for it now, based on a great book by Charles Lee and Eric So called Alphanomics, this concept of noise traders in the market, people who just don't care about fundamentals and how influential they can be and costly they can be to fundamental investors. It's a serious feature that you need to take into account. And I think the breaking point here is when we see Snap's decelerating user base, and even the non-GAAP numbers not looking so good, but mainly the decelerating user base growth, it's difficult, we think, for even the noise traders to want to be in this stock.
But at the same time, some people would say Snapchat's earnings were better than expected, right? Its results were above the consensus. Normally, that's not considered a cause for concern, and yet for you, it is. So explain how that works, and does that just set it up for the future when they miss and it's a bigger problem?
That's like saying, hey, you know what? We lost the football game by 50 points when we thought we were going to lose by 70. When the economics of your business manifest in negative profit margins over negative 100% for most of its life, a slight beat doesn't matter. right? I mean, it's a joke. I mean, these numbers have been a joke from the beginning, especially when you consider what the valuation implies. So the earnings beat is a game that the markets have been playing for way too long. I saw it in the late 90s on Wall Street when I met with analysts who told me, David, we can't use a more robust model to analyze economic earnings because it would give away our trick. And I said, what do you mean? What's your trick? He says, well, for the stocks we like, we purposely forecast low earnings because we want the stock to go up, and we only know it goes up if it beats earnings. So beating a number is meaningless to us for the most part.
Well, here's a number that's not meaningless. We're talking about Snap, which is trading in the $12, 12 and a quarter range. What's the stock actually worth in your opinion?
Well, let me tell you what 12 bucks per share, today's current price, what it implies. It implies that they're going to do exactly as well as Facebook did in its first 5 years as a public company. That means margins are going to go from negative 120% to immediately jump to 22% and rise up to 32% over the next 5 years, while also growing revenue at a 53% compounded annual rate. That's what's already baked into the 12 bucks, right? So they're going to be the next Facebook. Keep in mind, when Facebook went public, their margins and profitability were awesome. Facebook had $1.1 billion in NOPAT, right, where Snapchat is like negative a billion in NOPAT, and a 21% profit margin, whereas, again, Snapchat in 2016, when it went public, had a negative 123% margin. So it's ridiculous to compare the two from an economic perspective. And then from a competitive perspective, Facebook didn't have to compete against Facebook when it went public, right? And if you look at the chart in our report, it's almost laughable how much the growth in users declines when Facebook stepped into the ring to compete with Snapchat. I mean, it just falls off a cliff, right? So hard to overestimate the impact of such a formidable competitor as Facebook. So what is it worth, right? Well, let's just say Snapchat succeeds in being sort of a lesser version of Twitter. They get to margins of 5.5%, grow revenue at 40% compounded annually for the next decade. If they can do that, it's worth $5 a share.
Wow.
If they can't do that, it's worth zero.
Yeah, it's Snap, and it's not a Snap. It's trading at 12 and a quarter, and you just heard a case for why it might be worth $5 a share, but also why it might be worth nothing. And if you want to learn more about that case, go check out newconstructs.com, where they blog about all their danger zone picks. David Trainer, always great to chat with you. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, Chuck.
That's David Trainer. He's the president and founder of New Constructs. It's newconstructs.com, on Twitter at newconstructs. Make sure you check it out if you want more information on today's danger zone pick, Snap. Up next, the second of our two big interviews. That's with Scott Collier from Advisors Asset Management. And then the Money Life Market Call with Michael Roomberg. It's a big day to live the money life. And we'll be back to it in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.